Burkina Faso, Mali and Niger have announced their immediate withdrawal from the International Criminal Court, ICC, denouncing the UN-backed tribunal as an instrument of neo-colonialist repression. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. In a joint statement, the three military-led states said they no longer recognized the ICC's authority, accusing it of selective justice. The ICC has proven itself incapable of handling and prosecuting proven war crimes, crimes against humanity, crimes of genocide, and crimes of aggression, the leaders declared, adding that they would instead establish indigenous mechanisms for the consolidation of peace and justice. Echoes of past criticism. The countries accused the ICC of disproportionately targeting less powerful nations, echoing a long-standing critique voiced by several African leaders. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame, for instance, has accused the court of anti-African bias. Since its founding in 2002, the ICC has launched 33 cases, almost all involving African states. Political backdrop. The move comes as Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, each ruled by a military junta after recent coups, face accusations of abuses by their own armed forces in campaigns against jihadist groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. All three countries form the Confederation of Sahel States and have deepened ties with Russia while distancing themselves from the West. Earlier this year, they jointly withdrew from the regional bloc ECOWAS after refusing demands to return to democratic rule. The timing of their ICC withdrawal has also raised eyebrows, as it comes months after the court issued an arrest warrant for Russia's President Vladimir Putin over alleged war crimes in Ukraine. What happens next? Under international law, a country's withdrawal from the ICC takes effect 1 year after the UN is formally notified. The court, based in The Hague, has yet to respond to the announcement. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.